KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling over the weekend on Saturday, Atlantic over at Pleasant Hill participating in the Red Owens Holiday Classic. Atlantic ended up with a second-place team finish with 201.5 points at Southeast Polk High School Saturday. Atlantic had three champions on the day. Carter Cox was the champion at 120 pounds. Zach Stork, also 195 pounds, was a champion. And John McConkie took the heavyweight title in that classic on Saturday. Also, Drake Roller at 170 pounds had a second-place finish. Atlantic had some third-place finishes from Connor Pellet at 138, Colby Sorensen at 132, and also Chase McLaren at 126 pounds in that Saturday wrestling classic. A lot of the high school basketball matchups over the weekend were postponed because of the nasty weather conditions. In the NFL yesterday, Ryan Succop kicked a 53-yard field goal into the wind as time expired to give the Tennessee Titans a 19-17 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs on a frigid afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. Succop, who spent the first part of his career with Kansas City, came up short on his first try at the winner, but Chiefs coach Andy Reid had called a timeout just before the snap. Given a second chance, Succop kicked it through with a couple feet to spare as the Titans poured off the bench to celebrate. The Titans rallied from a 17-7 hole, and Derrick Henry's second touchdown got Tennessee within 17-16 with just over 3 minutes left. But Titans coach Mike Mularkey went for the two-point conversion and the lead. Marcus Mariota was pressured immediately, and his pass never reached the end zone. Elsewhere in Sunday's NFL play, it was Indianapolis beating Minnesota 34-6. The New York Giants topped Detroit 17-6. It was Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 24-20. Baltimore beat Philadelphia by a final of 27-26. Also, it was Green Bay over Chicago 30-27. Houston beating Jacksonville 21-20. Buffalo over Cleveland 33-13. New Orleans beat up or outscored Arizona 48-41. Atlanta pounded San Francisco 41-13. New England shut down Denver 16-3. Oakland over San Diego 19-16. Dallas beat Tampa Bay 26-20. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars have fired Gus Bradley, ending the least successful coaching tenure in NFL history. Bradley went 14-48 in four seasons in Jacksonville, and with his .225 winning percentage, that is the worst of any NFL coach with at least 60 games. Owner Shad Khan announced the decision following a 21-20 loss at Houston on Sunday, a game in which the Jaguars blew a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter. Khan considered the move in late October following a debacle at Tennessee on national television, but opted to keep Bradley for seven more weeks. Well, one day after he led Northwest Missouri State to a second straight Division II National Football Championship, head coach Adam Dorrall has been named the head coach at Abilene Christian. Dorrall spent six seasons as the Bearcats head coach. He posted a record of 76-8. That's pretty good. That's a 90.5% winning percentage. And he also won three national championships during that time at Northwest Missouri. He will take over an FCS program at Abilene Christian that had just a 2-9 record this past season. Abilene Christian is expected to introduce Dorrall as their new head coach at a news conference at 10 o'clock this morning. Northwest Missouri State announced on their Twitter account over the weekend that Rich Wright will take over as the new head coach of the Bearcats. Wright has spent the last 6 years as the defensive coordinator and the assistant head coach at Northwest Missouri, where he also served as defensive line and special teams coordinator beginning in 2004. Nigel Williams-Goss scored 20 points, and number 8 Gonzaga remained undefeated, holding off Tennessee 86-76 on Sunday. The 11-0 Zags hadn't played since December 10th, but they looked strong as the Bulldogs scored the first 8 points and never trailed. In Sunday's only other game involving a team ranked in the AP Top 25, Jonathan Motley had 20 points and 9 rebounds as number 4 Baylor posts a 107-53 victory over overmatched NAIA school John Brown. The Bears are now 11-0. Well, Caitlin Engel scored 20 points and Lizzie Wendell added 15 as Drake snapped Iowa's 14-game winning streak in that series with an 81-76 win in Des Moines on Sunday.
Some of them have been close, right? So a couple years ago at our place, it was a close game and you really wanted that one, and then we were a major underdog. I don't know if we were a major underdog. I don't think we snuck up on anybody today. I think we're both really good teams.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik. The Bulldogs led by as many as 13 points midway through the fourth quarter before the Hawkeyes staged a furious rally.
You know, today was a big win for us, and I think it's a big win because, well, one, it's taken a long time to get here. But the second piece, I feel like it was just a complete, total team effort. I mean, you can go down the line of every single player and either had a great complete game or had one big standout moment. And so just a really, really fun win against a really good opponent.
Drake outscored the Hawkeyes 24-17 in the opening quarter, and they led the rest of the way.
In the second quarter, we won. The third quarter, we lost by two. The fourth quarter, we won by two. So the first quarter, just a bad start. Too many turnovers right off the bat, and we got that under control. So that was good. I thought in the first quarter we put up way too many threes. I mean, we put up eight threes in that first quarter, and I just never really got into a flow.
Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Allie Disterhoff led Iowa with 24 points. Megan Gustafson had her seventh double-double with 20 points and 11 rebounds as the Hawkeyes fall to 8-4.
You just got to stay positive with them. You've got to, you know, emphasize fundamentals like boxing out, taking care of the ball, using ball fakes. You know, those type of things and executing our offense. But we'll get better. There's no doubt about that. We knew this was going to be a really tough game in this series.
Drake improves to 6-3. That was the Bulldogs' first win over the Hawkeyes since 2001. Iowa State led by as many as 41 points as they cruised to an 88-57 win over Delaware State yesterday in women's college hoops. The Cyclones improved to 8-2, but Coach Bill Fennelly wasn't thrilled with the effort.
We got some people that aren't doing what they need to do. We got to coach them better. You know, I was disappointed in many of the things today that we did or didn't do. But, you know, that's why you play. That's why you practice. And, you know, we'll see.
Fennelly says the Cyclones need to learn how to give a consistent effort.
Certainly Wednesday will be a lot tougher than today. And the Big 12's coming. So we got, you know, and that's the nature of this time of year for everyone. The grind hits hard. And you learn a lot about the commitment level of people. And what I tell people all the time is commitment is not something that is done when it's convenient or easy. It's an everyday thing, and we got to get to that point.
Sienna Johnson led Iowa State with 25 points. Bridget Carlton added 18 for the Cyclones. In the NBA on Sunday, Washington beat the LA Clippers 117-110. Dallas over Sacramento 99-79. Toronto by 30 over Orlando 109-79. Boston beat Miami 105-95. Philly over Brooklyn at 108-107. Utah shut down Memphis 82-73. San Antonio 113-100 over New Orleans. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Boston beat the LA Kings 1-0, Winnipeg over Colorado 4-1, Columbus in an overtime game 4-3 over Vancouver, Ottawa beat the New York Islanders 6-2, Chicago over San Jose 4-1, the New York Rangers in a shootout 3-2 over New Jersey. That's a look at sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.